Dr. Wiley and I used to throw keg parties in our dorm room. Roommate stealing overhead speakers from the campus. Wasn't but 2 weeks till I dropped out of school again. Stuck to theater, track and field, and rapping. Wasn't much for battling, but more for sarcasm. Clashing weird with suburban women who thought the city was tragic. But coming where I'm from, Riverside fucking Plaza. Longfellow hood, lower middle class proper. Walking home from school, staring at the factories that exploit the poor. Huffing silicon for 15 an hour. Your life is someone else's profit. The origin of the sociopath starts with economics. I headed back to campus, black to Catholic. Studying old dead white men plays and rapping in between. Rocking shows at venues, freestyling at frat parties, impressing everyone except myself. Quandary, I ain't the type to celebrate a W with light kicks. Won't consider it victory if it's less than 6 hits. Put them out with that roundhouse, super art finish. Disgrace to go back to training mode and live with it. The aim is to do better, never satisfied for those who keep running after they pass the finish line. Block out the noise, block out the world, none of it matters. Listen to me now, it's gonna happen. Toured the country on a dime in the death trap. Some people called the bus. Folks swore they could see the dreams and aspirations watching us. I fell in love with small towns and never thought I'd pay the mind. Headed home with hangovers, but let my heart stay behind. Slowly lost the pulse, folding by default. With each tour came the cost of a few morals and broken laws. And when I ran into Jake outside of the dinky towner, we came together like Luke Cage and Doctor Strange, fighting the hood at full power. All 5 rings thrashing through the victory after party at Avengers Mansion. Kicking it, laughing at jokes that used to be about me. Until the mixtape popping started getting rowdy. But after the ruckus died down, the liquor slowly vanished. Dr. Wiley cut the music, but one woman remained dancing. She pulled me in close enough I could count her eyelashes. Then she whispered in my ear, it's gonna happen.